Now, back home, and the audit report on hip surgeries on children is expected to be ready by the end of the coming week. The audit is examining whether the criteria used for surgical intervention varied between the three hospitals where hip operations were carried out on children. Those are Crumlin, Temple Street and the National Orthopaedic Hospital, CAPA. The audit will also seek to establish if surgeries were carried out on children unnecessarily. We're joined now by Niamh Griffin, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Niamh, we've heard a lot about this audit. When are we likely to get it, and what exactly is it looking at?
Hi, hello. Yes, so we've heard that it's coming this week. Micheál Martin said by the end of this week. And we heard earlier today that the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, will also receive a copy, and that she's pledged to publish it as soon as it's digested. So I think a lot of people will be very interested in that. It's looking at, as you say, two very important issues. This specialist surgery is carried out in three hospitals for children, and there were concerns raised internally in CHI that the different criteria was being applied as to who was suitable for the surgery or not. And it's also looking at, whether children needed it, the children who had it.
We heard during the week that more than 2,000 parents of children who received hip surgery received letters from Children's Health Ireland advising them in relation to continuing care for their children. Do we know at this point why those letters were sent out, and whether to what extent it's connected with this audit?
Yes, so these letters started being sent out in March, and one that I saw, which a family received just after Patrick's weekend, said that it was an early recommendation of the audit, which is, of course, unpublished, saying that all children who had this surgery should receive a follow-up until the child's bones are fully developed. And the language was very low-key, saying this is a normal post-operative review, but naturally it caused a lot of concerns. And there were concerns, especially as the review had been set up to cover 2021 to 2023, but families whose children had that operation significantly earlier than that are now also being contacted. But I suppose it's important to say that because you've been contacted, it doesn't mean that your child had the surgery unnecessarily, that all of these children are being called in for a review.
All right. And those parents will no doubt be hoping for some further information as that audit is published later in this week. Niamh Griffin, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much for speaking with us today. After the break, the GAA clubs struggling to field teams in the west of Ireland.